you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
That was the peace dividend, the money you get from buying 1% fewer explosions. Now here's the health dividend, what happens when you spend it on medicine. Your species has a word for health dividend, which implies that health is a bonus. On Wishonia, health is the default, and disease is the bug report. On Earth, disease is the default, and health is the dividend. The Q. 6,665 diseases have zero approved treatments. Not in development, not awaiting funding. Zero. If you are diagnosed with one of them today, your treatment has not been invented. Nobody is working on it. Your FDA approves roughly 50 drugs per year, new treatments per year. At that rate, the queue clears in approximately 443 years. For context, 443 years ago, your species had not yet invented writing. You were painting buffalo on cave walls and dying of tooth infections. What it costs to fix. Your decentralized FDA will cost $40 million per year to operate. Servers, engineers, compliance, global integration. This is roughly what your species spends annually on Halloween costumes for dogs. A system that could test cures for 7,000 diseases costs less to run than the outfits you put on animals that don't want to wear them. Less than one fighter jet. Less than what FIFA spends on hospitality, your word for bribing officials in a building with chandeliers. Why your trials cost a Tesla per person. Traditional Phase 3 trials cost $41,000 per patient, a Tesla per person, to find out if a pill works. The pill costs 37 cents to make. The paperwork weighs more than the patient. Then the Oxford Recovery Trial proved you can do the same thing for $500 during a pandemic while panicking. They tested COVID treatments on 40,000 plus patients by using existing hospital staff, doctors who were already treating patients and could presumably continue doing so while also writing things down, and collecting data electronically instead of sacrificing forests to the paperwork gods, and asking, does the patient live or die, instead of, did they complete Form 27B in triplicate? Scale that globally, up to 44.1 times cost reduction, same data quality. Your species spends $60 billion per year on clinical trials. Cut 97.7% of that waste, and you save $58.6 billion annually. That's before counting the lives. I'm saving those for dramatic effect. What changes for the human who gets sick? Right now, if you are diagnosed with one of those 7,000 untreated diseases, you enter a waiting room with no exit date. People die there. Not because a cure is impossible, but because nobody funded the trial. Your species spent the trial money on a submarine that hides underwater, which is useful if your enemy is a fish. Each new drug approval is worth $1.62 billion in market value. Your FDA approves roughly 50 drugs per year. That is the speed at which a species with nuclear weapons and artificial intelligence has chosen to cure itself.
With 12.3 times more trial capacity, you could fund 10,000 new pragmatic clinical trials per year at $5 million each, still luxurious by recovery standards, test treatments for 7,000 rare diseases currently ignored because orphan diseases aren't profitable enough for your orphan-making economic system, cut development time from 17 years to 3 to 5 years. Most terminal patients don't have 17 years. This has not occurred to anyone in charge. And make medicines affordable by eliminating $2.6 billion development costs. 17 years. That's how long it currently takes to get a drug from "this probably works" to "you can have it." Your species figured out how to split atoms in 6 years during a war, but letting a cancer patient take a pill that passed safety testing requires the gestation period of 3 consecutive elephants. The cost of taking your time. Disease costs humanity $109 trillion annually, comparable to global GDP, $101 trillion. The number sounds wrong because your economists spent centuries measuring productivity without accounting for the humans who stopped being productive on account of being dead. The missing piece is DALYS, Disability Adjusted Life Years, healthy years deleted by disease. Globally, 2.88 billion DALYS annually. Every day without this system costs $161 million in wasted trial spending alone. Delayed treatments cost 7.94 billion DALYS healthy life years over the full lag period, cumulative across all deaths and disability during the delay, not a single year's burden. The regulatory lag is not a safety feature. It is a waiting room where people die. You just gave it a nicer name. The return. Your decentralized FDA costs $40 million per year. It saves $58.6 billion per year. That's 637-1 on R&D savings alone, without counting a single human life. Include the lives, which you'd think someone would, and total societal benefit hits 84.8 million to 1. Even the worst case, everything goes wrong, adoption is terrible, the servers catch fire, still returns an estimated 66 to 1. Your worst medical outcome is better than your best military one.
Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, then please leave a really, really, really good rating and review so we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. The good review doesn't have to be true. They don't check. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote. If the 1% treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.